Hello, I'm Temeskin Debesai with the BBC World News. Brazil's foreign minister has criticised the paralysis of the UN Security Council on the wars in Gaza and Ukraine as he opened a G20 meeting in Rio de Janeiro. When Brazil took over the rotating presidency of the Group of 20 in December, it said it hoped the group could be a forum to reform global governance. Ione Wells reports from the G20.
Brazil has criticised the way that certain countries are allowed to veto certain votes at the United Nations Security Council. Brazil's Foreign Minister, Mauro Vieira, used his opening remarks at the G20 Summit of Foreign Ministers to say that the UN was facing an unacceptable paralysis on the conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine, and it has proved difficult for the UN Security Council to act on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with Russia able to veto votes. Similarly, it has struggled to find consensus on a response to the war in Gaza, with the US using its veto to block calls for a ceasefire on Tuesday.
As the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine approaches, Western officials have warned that the Kremlin has not given up its original goal of subjugating most Ukrainian territory. But they judged that the Kremlin had no real plan of how it would achieve these aims, other than hoping that greater manpower and equipment would eventually prevail. Frank Gardner reports.
This assessment by Western officials says the Kremlin still harbours hopes of achieving its original maximalist aims in Ukraine. In other words, capturing most of its territory and installing a pliant pro-Moscow regime in Kyiv. The Western officials believe that Russia's capacity to produce ammunition is currently insufficient to meet the needs of the conflict, and that Western sanctions have hit its military-industrial complex hard. But on the battlefield, it is Ukraine, not Russia, that is running critically low on ammunition, weapons and troops.
Alabama's main hospital has paused IVF procedures after the Supreme Court in the U.S. state ruled that frozen embryos could be legally considered children. The court ruled last week that any human life from the moment of conception was sacred. David Willis explains the reasons for the hospital's decision.
There is concern that doctors and patients could be the subject of criminal or civil proceedings in the light of this decision, or indeed find themselves susceptible to large fines. Now, reaction to this has been swift. The National Infertility Association here in the United States has said it is heartbroken, and it also in that statement goes on to say that this new legal framework, in its view, could make it impossible in the state of Alabama for IVF treatment to be offered.
That was David Willis. World News from the BBC. Boeing has announced that the head of its 737 MAX program is to leave the company less than 2 months after a piece of one of its jets blew off during a passenger flight. The firm has been facing scrutiny since the incident in January. The details from Molly Perella.
In a staff memo, Boeing said Ed Clark's departure after 18 years at the company was part of a wider shake-up aimed at improving quality and safety. He oversaw the factory in Washington that produced the plane involved in the blowout. A door panel blew off an Alaska Airlines flight shortly after takeoff, leaving a gaping hole. Investigators say it may have been missing 4 bolts. Miraculously, there were no serious injuries. Nearly 200 planes were grounded. Safety campaigners have been calling for new leadership at Boeing since the incident. But trouble with the 737 MAX model began several years ago. A different version of the plane was involved in 2 fatal crashes in 2018 and 2019.
European Union investigators have dismantled one of the most prolific migrant smuggling networks operating between Britain and France. More than 15 people were arrested during raids on homes and storage spaces in Germany. A pioneering European Space Agency satellite has fallen back to Earth after almost 3 decades in orbit. The 2-ton spacecraft burned up in the atmosphere over the northern Pacific Ocean between Alaska and Hawaii. The satellite was launched in 1995 as an observation platform to monitor the planet, in particular its climate. And the first ever breeding population of an incredibly rare turtle has been found in India. Conservationists discovered the nesting site of Cantor's giant soft-shell turtle in the southern state of Kerala. The elusive species is classified as critically endangered, with its numbers still decreasing. It led to its first documentation of a female nest and the rescue of eggs from flooded highways. BBC News.